Joined now by head coach John McKee of the Bartlesville Bruins. And first of all, Coach McKee, thanks for taking time, as always, to join us, talk a little bit about football. But I also want to say congratulations to you, a new dad once again, huh?
That's right. That's right. My son was born on Monday, as a matter of fact. So Kellen Gabriel McKee is with us. He's good, healthy, happy little boy, and mom's doing well. So we're thankful for that.
All right. And it's you and Kellen in the house full of girls, right?
That's right. I needed some more testosterone in the household. Yeah. So we're glad to have him. We're excited about it.
Has he had a football in his hands yet?
No, he hadn't had a football in his hands. He's worn a football outfit thus far, so he's ready to go.
What color's the outfit? Bruin colors? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. we got Bruin colors, and he actually has an outfit that looks like a football. So.
All right. I think I saw that one. I might have seen that one on Facebook. I think I saw a picture. Well, congratulations on that once again. Just a little bit about last week before we move on to Tulsa East Central. Seems like anything that could have gone wrong, went wrong thing. We just didn't seem like you had one break go our way and got bit by that turnover bug, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about that, and we kind of expected a few things, having a, you know, sophomore quarterback and a bunch of sophomores playing on the offensive line and on defense that – you know, you never know what you're going to get when you put those kids in game situations. And unfortunately for us, things didn't quite go our way the other night. Like you said, we had too many turnovers. I think we had six, and it just kills us. I mean, three of those turnovers, you know, are going to give us points. You know, we fumble the ball on the one going in. So you take away that touchdown, we give up a pick six, there's another one, and we fumble on the 10-yard line going in. So we just can't do those type of things and be successful. So we got to do a better job of taking care of the football, and we'll be okay. Because we did a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. You know, our quarterback throws for 430 something yards, yeah. And had a great night other than the few turnovers. So I thought our offensive line pass blocked really well the other night. And you know, our defense, you know, they bust some plays here and there, but for the most part, they played well enough to win the game. So if we can eliminate those turnovers and some of the stupid penalties and mental bust, then we'll be fine.
Yeah, one other thing, we had that 90-yard punt return called back on a penalty as well. Speaking of punt return and a kickoff return, 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown the other night. Anytime you get any kind of a kick return and a big play like that, it's an exciting thing, isn't it?
It is really exciting, and you know. They kind of kicked it to the wrong guy there, yeah. But it's good for us. But anytime we get the ball in Slade's hands, you know, things can happen, and they're usually positive for us. So he's a great kid, great young man, and had a tremendous night the other night. And that's the first kickoff return we've had here since I can remember, since I've been here, this first one we've had. So we were excited to see that, and hopefully we'll get a few more of those.
Of course, a 99-yarder, that's one that you can't beat because you're not allowed to run it out of the end zone in Oklahoma High School. So that's an unbeatable length, long touchdown, huh?
That's right. That's right. That'll get him in the records books.
Yeah, so. Unless they extend the length of the field. Well, let's turn I know you've had your thoughts turned to East Central just as soon as the game was over last week, but what are you going to have to do tonight against Tulsa East Central? Of course, eliminate the turnovers, but what would you like to see your team do this evening?
Well, I think we need to execute a little bit better on offense. Like I said, we did a lot of good things, but there's some, you know, times where we drop balls and you know, things that we aren't you know, typically doing. So if we can eliminate some of those drops and some of those mental busts on offense, I think we'll be in good shape. You know, defensively they present a lot of challenges for us. You know, they got the Cherry kid back at quarterback, who's you know, outstanding quarterback, outstanding athlete. He can spin the ball pretty well, and he can run. So we're going to have to do a good job of trying to contain him as much as possible. Now he's gonna get some, but we just got to try to limit those as much as possible and try to keep him, you know, under wraps and in the pocket. So,
you know, a typical weekend for the Bartlesville Bruins, just so the fans will have a little bit of understanding. You guys go play on Friday night, and then win or lose, you're in the film room taking a look at it on Saturday morning, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, we don't waste any time. We're back up here at 8 o'clock, usually on Saturday mornings, breaking down film for the next week's opponent. We try to get out of here around, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and, you know, before you know it, the next week is here, and here you go again. So, it takes a lot of time, but you know, we enjoy what we do. It's a lot of fun, and we just want our kids to be as successful as possible. So we're going to give them every opportunity.
All right, Head Coach John McKee of the Bartlesville Bruins, thank you so much for your time. Good luck tonight against East Central.
Thank you, sir.